Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. I'm guessing that each of us probably woke up this morning in a nice, warm, cozy bed with a roof over our heads, ready for another day of working in the mission field jobs that God has placed each of us in. We truly are blessed. But not so much, though, for those who have experienced the hurricanes of the past couple of weeks, those in the Florida Panhandle in particular, who have no home at all remaining after Hurricane Michael tore through their area just a few weeks ago and left entire communities in ruins. The pictures are just heartbreaking. The same can be said for those in the Carolinas who just a month ago experienced Hurricane Florence and also were hit by Hurricane Michael following up on that. Boy, talk about a punch to the gut. But gut punches don't just happen to those in weather crises. They also happen to the person who maybe awoke this morning with news that there was a struggle at their job and things aren't looking so good at work, or that their boss is unhappy with their performance and first thing this morning wants to see them. Ugh. Or those who woke up to news that the doctor called and the mammogram results don't look real good. Or news from school that their child is failing math. Or maybe a call from a family member that mother has taken a turn for the worse. You know, all of these are examples of punches to the gut that at some time or another we are likely to experience in our lives. Gut punches are part of life. Our job is to prepare for how to absorb them when they do. Dealing with difficult times is the next step in our 12 Essentials of Godly Success study. And as author Tommy Nelson has noted, quote, "Life doesn't behave the way you want it to. Sometimes life just doesn't cooperate. If your circumstances dictate your perspective on life, you'll never be happy," end quote. Well, the Apostle Paul knew all about being able to take a punch to the gut and keep on going. You might remember he was beaten, he was shipwrecked, he was imprisoned, he was bitten by a snake, he was imprisoned again, and so much more. Yet Paul did not allow his circumstances, whatever they were, to dictate his perspective. We can see this throughout his writings. We're going to take a look at, though, some specific verses in Romans chapter 8 today, where Paul writes about how to absorb a punch to the gut. Oh, he would know. Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 18, Paul writes, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." I consider that our present sufferings, so fill in the blank, whatever you consider your present suffering, fill in the blank, it's not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Paul also went on to write in verse 28, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." We know that in all things, all the gut punches, all the tough stuff, all the sufferings, all the challenges, God takes all of that and works it out for our good, even those things that seem terribly unfair, terribly not good. He, God, only works it out for our good. He also writes in verse 37, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." Nothing can separate us. No gut punch, no suffering, no storm, no trial. Nothing. Nothing. We will conquer all of it because of God. In his book, The 12 Essentials Essentials of Godly Success, Tommy Nelson writes in chapter seven, four important ways that we can absorb the gut punches of life. Number one, he writes, believe in the sovereignty of God. Believe in the sovereignty of God. God is the King of Kings. He is our Father, and nothing is outside his control. Nothing is too difficult for him. He is sovereign. He's got this. No matter how bad this is, he's got this. Secondly, hope in God's glory. Hope in God's glory. No matter what life is like here on earth, how much suffering there will be, how much sin there clearly is, there is a future glory awaiting us in heaven. And we must remember that. For those who believe in Christ Jesus, this is not our home. There is a future glory waiting us in heaven. Number three, engage God's gifts now. Engage God's gifts now. Even though we as Christians have a future glory in heaven, God wants us to enjoy our life now and enjoy his creation and enjoy the people that he has put us in relationship with, the experiences that he is providing. Though we live in a fallen world, not everything is bad. There are many opportunities to enjoy God's creation, God's people, and the mission field that he's placed us in. He wants us to live our lives full out today and tomorrow and while we are here. And fourth, to trust in God's presence. Trust in God's presence. God is always with us. Always. There is never a moment, a split second, that he's not with us. Not a storm where he says, I'll sit this one out. Never. In every storm, he is with us. He will take care of us. He will carry us all the way through. And when we experience the difficulties of life, the gut punches, we can fix our thoughts on the truth of God's sovereignty, his glory, his gifts, and his presence in all things at all times. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth, at spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.